Okay, so now I'm going to continue with 2 points. Very briefly. The sixth is basically like a commitment of the mind trainer. Commitment is really like it's like a reminder, actually. But it's important that you know that in the Buddha Dharma, commitments are not forced. This I want to emphasize. It's voluntary. You have to have the willingness. This has actually been my passion for the recent. Recently, this has been my passion. I've been looking at sort of the Buddhist world, and because somehow, especially the Tibetan Buddhism, there's so much emphasis on the, you know, of course, we always are influenced by our superior. You understand? The superior. We always look up to the superior, the model, you know. So if you're looking at the sort of the Buddhist world, especially in the Himalayas, I've noticed that most of the superior for centuries has been lamas, monks. Of course, they have a certain lifestyle. And this is either deliberately or unconsciously delivered to the mass. And I feel that this may be not so good. And again, I'm sure some people will think I'm going crazy, but I think this is really important. The reason is, in the sutra, we find again and again, for instance, there's one really important situation in the sutra where a butcher, by profession, he was a butcher. He went to the Buddha and said, look, I really like your teachings. It's so inspiring and I really want to be enlightened. I really want to do this. But I'm a butcher and this is my work. I will not be able to survive. So I can't take any of the discipline, the commitment you are telling to these monks. And then Buddha said, you should take a vow of not killing right after the sunset till the sunrise. Of course, Buddha never said you can kill after the sunrise. You know, the point is you take a vow not to kill from sunset to the sunrise. This story indicates the reason why I'm so passionate about this is that, you know, there are so many people who wants to smoke, drink, tequila, bar, I don't know, all this seedy life. But they may have heart for Buddha Dharma. You understand what I'm saying? They may not be able to go to become monk or go and do retreat. They want to do all kinds of, you know, shady stuff. They want to do business. They want to do, you know, like, I don't know. So many things. They can't, you know, they're ordinary people. But they love Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The problem with this monk-oriented superior, what happens is they sort of say, oh, you know, they somehow expect everybody behaves like a monk. Not so good. So this has been my recent passion, that I actually like to suggest that, you know, I'm not suggesting you to become bad and drink and smoke and, you know, but that you can still be the follower of the Buddha. You are not rejected, you understand? This is, I think, quite important. Here I'm telling you this because the commitment, a mind trainer's commitment, is something that you have to really look into yourself and then see what you can do right this stage of your life and take that commitment. Such as taking a refuge vow is probably something you can do right now. Because that does not involve too much. You know, you can try not to harm other beings, right? Because, for instance, you can take a vow of not killing, let's say. Why? Because, first of all, you don't have time to kill. And you are also, you are not courageous to kill anyway. Killing takes time and courage. And you have no money to kill. This also involves, you know, money. And the consequences, police, jail. You know, this, you are by lazy and you cannot kill because you are lazy in a way. So, since you are not going to kill any, you know, you just by nature because you are lazy, you cannot kill. Now, what should you do? Take a vow, I shall not kill. So, your laziness has become a vow. And once you have taken the vow, according to the great masters, every time you don't kill, such as while you are sleeping, you have a merit. How about that? You are not going to kill anyway, right? So might as well take a vow of not killing and reap the profit. This is really a profit while you are sleeping. If you don't take a vow of not killing, yes, you are not killing, but you also don't have any merit. Because you are just not killing. You understand? So that's sort of the gist of the commitment that I just want to tell you. It would be good if you have some sort of a commitment to respect to the truth, to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, commitment to remember them, commitment to not destroy them, so on and so forth. Okay? And then the next, that's the sixth one, by the way. And the seventh one is the advice. Advice on how to sort of advice for the mind trainer, which there are many, and if I just extract one briefly, those who wish to train mind, remember this. Emotions are difficult to recognize in the beginning. To recognize emotions, distractions, difficult. In the middle, difficult to stop once the emotion comes. Third, difficult to uproot the emotion. So, advice for the mind trainer, invest your time and energy in recognizing the emotion. Okay, give you an example. You may be not angry right now, but maybe you didn't have a good sleep last night. You understand? And so you didn't have a good sleep last night, for instance, and so this morning you are going to meet your father-in-law or mother-in-law. That's it. You better watch out. Because chances of emotion arising is high. You understand? So that's what I mean. So always have that alertness. You know, you're also a human being. You have a really good antenna. Let's say you have to meet your boss who you really dislike. But you have to this morning. Then just keep in mind, okay, I'm going to meet my boss. Even just that, you are already prepared. You don't need to do anything. Like, you don't need to, like, dissolve the boss. You don't need to be, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to send lights. I mean, if you want, you can do that. But just knowing, I'm going to meet him or her, just knowing that, you are already prepared to recognize the emotion. Among many, many advices, this is the one thing I will just share. So now, we are going to do, as it is requested by the people, we are going to do refuge. Those who are here, not necessarily wanting to take refuge, they can just sit here and observe. You don't have to leave. I mean, you can leave if you want, but you don't have to leave, just observe.